Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you so much. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. It's nice to have you with us again. We're excited because Cynthia Banks is back with us again. She had a fabulous conversation here last week. If you didn't hear that, I'm glad you're back because you're gonna hear what you missed. it's a great story. We're dipping into the world of coaching, folks. You know, coaching has become such a big there are a lot of people into coaching these days. It's become very, very important, and coaches can be very important in helping people to reach whatever goals they're trying to reach, whether it's in their corporate world, in their job, whether it's in their life, in their relationship, whatever it is. Somewhere, there is a coach out there who can help you. I didn't realize that there was a coach who I spoke with recently who is a grieving coach. If you have recently lost a loved one, that's that coach's specialty, is to help you grieve. It's remarkable. And I always point out, the CEO of Google points out he has a coach and refers to his coach quite often. So if it's good enough for him, you know, having a coach should be good enough for everybody. The coach we're going to be talking to today, Cynthia Banks, points out, you are an extraordinary person. You're incredible. You know that, don't you? You're capable of the greatness that you've always had. And if you don't believe that, then you have to give Cynthia Banks a chance, and she's going to prove it to you. She is a certified professional life coach, and she's the founder of Core Coaching Solutions, which is headquartered in Aurora, Colorado. And she specializes in personal growth, holistic well-being, spirituality, and professional performance. Those are the main things she points out and is working on. She's not here to help you, you know, in your job, if you're looking for help in your executive position. That's not her goal here. She wants to help you as a person and to reach the goals that you want as an individual. And she says if you keep making changes that don't stick, it could be because you're making changes for other reasons, external reasons, instead of really for yourself. Cynthia says by working from our core and operating from being present and centered, there is empowerment. And prior to launching Core Coaching Solutions, Cynthia spent her career drawing out the best qualities in other people. She developed Core Coaching Solutions after tragedy struck in her life. She lost her husband. She spent a great deal of time grieving, and she really had to look inward. And she asked, what is her core? And that became her guiding light. It always comes back to what's at her core, and you have to work at that in order to set goals. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this, and if Cynthia or somebody were to ask me, what is your core, I don't know if I could answer that. I'm not quite sure what I would say. And I thought, well, I'm going to let Cynthia teach me about that, because I don't know what my core is. Do you know what your core is, if you're a listener out there? How would you answer that question? Very interesting question. So, you know, let's not waste any more time. Let's go out to Aurora, Colorado now. Cynthia Banks. Cynthia, welcome back. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited.
Okay, come on. Yes. And it is early morning out where you are. So welcome. Nice to have you. Let me ask you that question. How does one know what their core is? I'm not quite sure how to answer that question. Help me out. What is it?
That's a fantastic question, because normally when we ask somebody, if I say, what's at your core, I get their overall life resume. I'm a good person. I'm a good citizen. I'm hardworking. Well, that's your outward person, at your core. And when somebody asks me that, I can say, at my core, I have the capacity to love. I have resiliency that I didn't realize I ever had. I have the capability of connecting and inspiring people. That's my core. No matter what role I'm in, no matter where I'm going, those are qualities that I take with me that empower me. And some days we're all on autopilot. Some days we don't realize just what we're made of.
Well, good for you. That's a good answer. You know, I always love to hear a little bit about what people have done before they turned to coaching. I know when you started your career, you didn't think you were going to be a coach. I'm sure that wasn't the first thing you thought of. What brought you to this field? Tell me a little bit about your background. What got you here?
My background is every role that I've served in since my early 20s. I was a project manager. I had to bring people together, build teams, get everybody to buy into the mission. And I quickly found in doing that, it was mentoring. It was building confidence in people in order to have the outcome be successful as a team. From there, I went to teaching full-time at the college level. And I dealt with array of ages, of life experiences, and the one thing that everybody had in common was lack of confidence that they could accomplish something or they were good at something, self-esteem. And again, the mentoring and the just building people up kicked in. It's my best attributes that I do. I went back to the corporate world, back to being project manager, business analyst, and I realized at that point, I've been doing this no matter what role I'm in. It is time that I pursue this full time, that I live my passion, my purpose. So about 10 years ago, I did my education. I got certified as a life coach. I love to learn, so I'm just a lifelong student and always pursuing positive psychology, mindfulness certifications. I'm living my dream. It is so great to be a part of somebody else's life, their journey, and I get to help create and develop into their best version of themselves.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And you taught at the college level. You taught, what was the course you taught? You talk about, you know, confidence, giving people confidence, which obviously is critical. But is that what the course was called? Tell me.
No, actually, I started out information technology. That was part of my background and education. And
right.
I tend to be overachiever or somebody who accomplishes more than what I expect. I very quickly was promoted. And then I was teaching general education courses, psychology, business math, teaching anatomy, physiology. So that really started my foundation of holistic well-being, that understanding and background just in human psychology and human behavior. And over the years, it is my passion. It's something I do once a year, part-time, couple semesters. I'll pick up teaching. I have taught business math and analytics and Microsoft Office products to actually workforce center here in Colorado for people that are unemployment or on unemployment and wanting to be retrained. I still teach anatomy physiology, career prep. I just love it. I love walking into the classroom and I tell everybody, I want this to stick to your ribs. I want this to resonate with you. You can do this. You got this.
Well, good for you. Obviously, you're highly educated. You know, you're able to do a lot. This is a whole different ballgame you're doing now. What brings people to you? In general, folks who get in touch with you, what is their situation? How would you answer that? I bet it's pretty similar with most. But anyway, what do you think brings people to you?
You know, I'm very fortunate that I have clients referred to me for the most part. And I can say, number one thing, when I talk to somebody, I listen. I truly listen. I love hearing people's stories and interpreting what they're really saying in a non-judgmental space, position. And when I can parrot it back, not word for word, but what I think I really hear you saying is you don't have work-life balance. You don't feel a priority in your own life. And right there, it's the light bulbs go off, and my potential clients are like, absolutely, you get me. You're listening to me. And that's when people feel validated and valued. So that is the basis of what connects me to my potential clients, to my long-term clients. Yeah, it's the connection.
Are they, I guess the real question is, are they happy in their corporate life, but their personal life is not, you know, is not what they want it to be, or they just are not happy with life in general? Some of them may not be working at all. I guess it really, they're coming from all walks of life looking for help, and they found you. And what a blessing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have found that some clients will come to me with, I need to be better at my performance in my career.
Yeah. Right.
Or I need to lose weight. I need to make life changes. And, again, it comes down to the core. What's really going on is no matter what role you're in, your core, what are your strengths, what can we build upon? And then no matter where you're at, you're going to carry that over. It's not making changes that don't stick. You are nurturing and blossoming your strengths so you can be happy wherever the path leads you in life.
So how do you begin with somebody? What's a session with you like, an initial session? Obviously, it's a conversation between you and the other party to learn all about them, I guess. You tell me.
Absolutely. When I first meet someone, I don't do assessments, giving an assessment that you fill out. I like having the dialogue and really listening to the story. I usually ask my clients, right off the bat, after we're done talking, step out of yourself and write a love letter to yourself. Write down all the great things about yourself. Write down what you appreciate. That is a tool for me to get my clients focused and centered on themselves. And from there, that's usually very powerful for any of us to appreciate ourselves and also see where we could do better by ourselves. And then when my clients come back for that second session, there we go. We have a basis to work from. Let's look at that core a little bit deeper, do an inventory, start with tools to keep you center and present so we can start building upon that and reach your goals.
Do you think people, when they write that that letter to you, are they honest? Do you think they're writing things about themselves that really aren't true or that they hope are true? I'm just wondering, as you go through it with them afterwards, do you feel they've been honest with you? Obviously, it doesn't work very well if they're not honest, but
the funny thing is they're not writing it to me. They're writing it to themselves. I never see it. We will go over it.
Oh,
they
you never
tell
see
me
it.
What's in it. I never see it. I don't want to see it. Want to honor my client's privacy in a non-judgmental way. So it's the honor system. They tell me what their experience was in writing a love letter to themselves. And based on the sincere, genuine feedback I get, it's you can tell the whole world maybe what you're about or what you accomplish, but you know your own truth. So the feedback I get is pretty darn genuine and real. It's an amazing transformation, just right from the start.
Wow. Well, you know, this sounds pretty fascinating. Give me an example. You know, I love to ask people like you for success stories. Give me an example of someone who came to you. They were really troubled or they were having problems, but after working with you for a while, you know, they saw the light, I guess is a way to put it, and things changed for them. Do you have any good stories like that? I'm sure you do. Tons of them,
you know, I do. I've had, just in this last year, I had one client who really pretty much led a healthy life, but was one of those individuals always trying to get in shape, always trying to lose weight, always doing the cookie cutter most popular diets. Nothing was working. They had a lot of discouragement. I was kind of like their last try. And again, we did the core basis with this person and found out none of the diets worked. Actually, intermittent fasting worked. They slimmed down so, I don't want to say quickly, but beyond mm-hmm. their expectations, got in shape, changed their career because their confidence just went through the roof. I've dealt with one woman who got a divorce. She never worked outside of the home. The divorce fell out of the sky, didn't think she could make it. We started at her core. 6 months later, she's living downtown in a great apartment, has a job she never would have expected that she would qualify for. And her one saying to me was, if I had had the self-value and confidence 10 years ago, how different my life would have looked. I probably would have been the one divorcing him. I said, oh, okay. Well, let's just stick on there. Great. Just keep going forward. You're living the life. Yeah, so it's just so rewarding when I see people accomplish their goals, but then also thrive.
And how long does it take you to get to that position with someone where they, you know, things change pretty dramatically for them? Does it take a long time?
No. I'm about, if it takes a long time, it's because we're not doing something, or the client's not doing something, or I'm not being effective. So I do have benchmarks. We start by our second meeting. Again, that love letter starts. I want to see light bulbs going off, shifts in thinking. I would say, honestly, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, we need to be having life changes.
Wow.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Good.
That's what coaching's about. A coach is about, you know, any kind of coach. Get out there and get in the game and go forward and win. It's my role to be non-judgmental, help build the tools specifically for that person, and that's very important to me. What works for me may not work for them or for you. It's specific to what is at your core in your inventory and what do we need to work with.
Tell me a little bit about your beginning this practice. It was after you lost your husband, things kind of changed in your life. Talk a few moments about how that impacted you.
You know, surprised, my husband and I had a fabulous life, looking forward to a great future. We had a plan. Unfortunately, totally out of the blue, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And unfortunately, it was pancreatic cancer. So individuals, patients tend to go pretty quickly.
Right.
He was my inspiration. He was such a well-rounded person with such a positive attitude. So I thought I was prepared. We had a lot of talks. I thought I was prepared when that day came. I wasn't. Grief is incredible. There's stages of grief. I found there's no one particular order, and sometimes you go back and end up going back to the first stage. So I made a promise to him. I would live my best life and honor him, which meant I really had to look inward. I really had to look in to see the grief, how it was impacting me, what my belief system was, what my hopes for the future were. And the key thing, I looked actually backwards at my life, the hardships, struggles, challenges that I survived. There's something about me that I had that I could do that. And that's when I realized at my core, I have resiliency I never knew I had. But it's been in play all my life. So that was after losing my husband, a year of just the process of grieving. But for me, because of my attitude and outlook on life, I had to look deeper. There had to be better answers than just up and down roller coaster of emotions for a year.
Wow. That's an interesting story. And you did that. I mean, you could have had a coach help you through that, couldn't you? Did you?
Absolutely, I could have. And if I had to do it all over again, I would have found a grief coach.
Yeah.
And the basis of all coaching is non-judgmental, is not doing it for you, is not leading you where they want you to go. It truly is walking beside you and coaching you. And yeah, if I had to do it all over again, I would have found me a good grief coach. Absolutely.
You would have found you or you, maybe. How about that? You know, one of the things you focus on a lot with people, I know, is empowerment. You want to empower them. And how do you go about doing that? What's your secret?
My secret is, and I'm not convincing anybody of anything. When we look at your core, your strengths, what you have, what's underdeveloped, everything we will ever need in life, we already have. Maybe we just didn't tap into it or know it. So I want to bring my clients to that point of view, that centeredness. And from there, look, you've made it this far. You can do anything. That's a first step to empowerment. I'm not building somebody up. I'm having them focus on what they already have that's not tapped into. And when you can do that, and in a coaching relationship, be heard, be validated, be valued, you walk out standing up a little bit straighter, sun shining a little bit more, you're empowered. It is just, empowerment is a strength we already have within. We just haven't tapped into it.
And I know one of the things you focus on a lot is holistic well-being and self-care. And you work on that with your clients quite a lot, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's I hope that our society brings more attention to this. We have physical health, mental health, yeah, emotional health, spiritual health, and usually it's categorized. We don't deal with it until there's a problem, until we got a sore ankle or maybe anxiety attacks. It's a whole person that once that can be dealt with, then we are more complete. We are more balanced. So I love holistic health. And it is a whole person that's being dealt with and focused on.
Well, you know, I'm amazed at the things you've done in your life. It's been quite varied and quite exciting, I know, and amazing. But to be doing what you're doing now, this is your true calling, I gather. You like this? You're at your best doing this. Am I right?
I am. I am. And again, I wake up every morning. I do my little gratitude assessment before I even get out of bed. And the first thing I say is, wow, thanks. I have another day. That
there you go.
I'm important. I'm valued. The world needs me. And who am I that I get to live my best life, my best self? I need to share this. I need to touch others. So it is my passion. It's my core of who I am. Very grateful. I'm just grateful every time I have a day and I can share something.
Well, good for you. Listen, I understand you're co-authoring a children's book. That's a different ball game for you. Tell me a little bit about that. What would you be writing for children?
I am. It's one of my passions and kind of ties back into the teaching roles that I've had over the years. I'm working with, she's an ABA counselor, Stephanie Lister. We're working on a series, a box series, of empowering books for autistic children and their caregivers. And this is really coming to the media, to our society. There's a lot of autistic children out there, and their caregivers are unsung heroes that just don't get the support. So we're working on simple books that we have five characters. They all have autism. They are superhero roles. So the reader can see themselves in those characters, understood, be empowered, and the adult, the caregiver, the parent, is also empowered. So this is just such a win-win-win for us as co-authors, collaborators,
yeah,
that we get to reach so many people, and those individual people walk away empowered, changed. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, that's something brand new for you to be doing, but good for you. I doubt you ever thought you'd be writing a book, but why not? Hey, come on, good for you. Let me ask you a little bit about your coaching practice. You know, before COVID, and I know you've been doing since before that, you obviously did a lot in person, I would assume, with clients. And then that came to a halt. So you work primarily today, how do you work with people? Is it mostly on the phone? Do you do it by Zoom or what? How do you answer that?
All of the above. I call it Zoomable because most everybody who uses Zoom on a regular basis from the waist up, they're Zoomable.
Right.
Even before the pandemic, I would normally meet with my client the first time in person. There's nothing that substitutes just that being able to see somebody, hearing them, interacting with them. After that, and actually before the pandemic, Zoom wasn't really used. So we would do more telephone, follow up with emails. If we needed to see each other, some of my clients, I'm not a running coach, but it was, can you come run with me so we can go over this, so we can go over my holistic goals. Absolutely, I can meet you out there, and just don't, you know, keep up with me. So now post-pandemic, I do more Zoom than I did before, but we're really back on the phone. I have phone clients at 5 a.m. before they go to work. Sometimes at lunch, they're out walking, and it's their time to have a coaching session with me. And, of course, email. I send out a lot of just motivational, hey, how you doing, or text messages, you're doing great. It's just the consistency and using the technology based on what works for my client.
Well, that sounds great. I haven't mentioned it. Let me mention your website, by the way. If anybody wants to get in touch with Cynthia, she has a great website. Again, she's based in Colorado, but you work with clients all over the country. It doesn't matter where they are. I mean, if you're doing it on the phone or Zoom, isn't that right?
Yes, doesn't matter where they're at.
Yeah, for heaven's sake. Anyway, the website is corecoachingsolutions.com. Core, C-O-R-E, coachingsolutions.com. If you go there, you'll learn you know how to get in touch with Cynthia and how she works. It's a great website, and I encourage you to look it up because there's great information there. So you know we're almost out of time, Cynthia. Is there anything else you want to pass along about what you love about coaching? Because it's obvious you just love what you're doing right now, and it doesn't matter you know what problems they have. You can help people. Because you're going to get them empowered, and that's your goal, one of them anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The only thing that I always say is who gets to, at the end of their day, be filled with the appreciation, gratification that you contributed to somebody else's best, to their best version, to their positive forwardness. So this is the greatest role I believe anybody can have. And we're all capable of adding that to other people's lives, whether we're a coach or not. We all have the power to leave a positive impact on anybody and that we run into, that we talk to, that we have a relationship with. So that's what I would leave everybody with. I'm going to start blogging here in the near future. I get so much feedback from my clients of, you should write about that. You should blog. So many people are impacted by that issue. So keep an eye on my website. Look for my blogging, my future stuff, and just know you're the greatest thing to you.
That's a great message. That's a really great message to end this on. Cynthia Bank, thank you so much, my dear. It's been great having you as a guest. We appreciate it. The website, again, is corecoachingsolutions.com. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Great show.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Well, that's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye for now.